Hello, Cauldronites. It's Morrigan. You guessed it. Who else would it be? Okay, so today we're going to talk about Moon and Sag. And, oh goodness. The bright side of Sagittarius Moon, if that is your moon sign, is you are more adventurous, optimistic, exuberant, open-minded, and sincere. However, just as there is a bright side, there's always a dark side. So the dark side of Sag Moon, you're more restless, extravagant, irresponsible, careless, and uncommitted. So in Sagittarius, the moon takes on a sparkle and a brightness that it doesn't have in any other signs. Sagittarius is the astrological sign of higher learning and breadth of vision. Here, the moon's influence loses its passivity. If you have the moon in Sagittarius, you are noted for quick, sharp mind, extraordinary insights, and ability to get things done in a flash. Your clear-thinking intelligence sifts through sensory impressions swiftly and with startling lucidity. So you, Sagittarius moon, you're a smart cookie. You're probably a little bit more in tune with a lot of things than the rest of us. You are the kind of person who envisions great goals and then, undaunted by possible failure, you set about to achieve them. You rarely listen to advice about pitfalls and drawbacks, nor do you wait to find out if a plan is impractical or unworkable. With energy and enthusiasm, you rush in and usually accomplish what you set out to do. One reason for your success is your keen judgment. With a moon in this sign of lofty vision, you have a way of seeing farther than people with the moon in any other sign. As a moon Sagittarian, you are fond of open spaces, travel, new people, different surroundings. Among your most winning traits is adaptability to different kinds of personalities and foreign and strange places. Your immediate reaction to a new experience is to explore and learn more. To you, a chance to expand your horizons is always welcomed, and you are not exclusively interested in making a profit. Money, in fact, doesn't stay long in your pocket or in your checking account. You feel that the whole purpose of money is to buy pleasure. You want to enjoy life. At times, you can be quite careless and reckless. Since you believe in luck, you tend to abandon yourself to whatever fate has in store. You operate on the theory of optimistic fatalism. The danger is that you may push your luck too far. However, a setback does not keep you down for long. With renewed high spirits and a fresh outlook, you hitch up your wagon once more to the stars. So because of your charm and your gentility, you have a knack for making friends. You also have a witty way with words and a buoyant sense of humor. Your social gaiety sweeps along the tidal wave of goodwill. One of your most endearing qualities is your ability to perceive the best in people. When you criticize, you do so with such openness and candor that it's comparatively easy to take. Unlike the other fire moons, like Moon in Aries or Moon in Leo, Moon in Sagittarius are not highly sexed and passionate. You look on love as more an adventure. You enjoy the thrill of discovery, the stimulating high of being in love, but you're unwilling to immerse yourself in deep emotional intensity. After a while, your lovers may complain about your detachment or your unreachableness. A perfect soulmate for you is someone who looks more outward than inward, and in time, your love affairs become more like friendships. You're also noted for a roving eye and refusal to be tied down to one person or one place. You need a lot of personal space and independence. This does not necessarily make you a bad marriage partner. You are a marvelous companion. It's just that you do have a certain lightheartedness about love and fidelity. Life to you means change and variety, and this attitude has a way of also applying to love. No matter what your sun sign may be, the Sagittarius moon qualities of optimism and expansion express themselves in your personality. If your sun is in a fire sign, Aries, Leo, or Sag, a Sagittarius moon accentuates your self-confidence, adventurous nature, and appetite for experience. If your sun is in an air sign, Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, a Sagittarius moon lends you to vitality, enthusiasm, a keen intellect, and a talent for salesmanship. If your sun sign is an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, you combine the common sense practicality with lofty creative outlooks. This is an excellent position for people in politics and law. If your sun sign is a water sign like Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, your emotional, imaginative personality is galvanized by the energy and philosophical vision of a Sagittarius moon. This is a successful combination for writers and artists. Whatever your sun sign, a Sagittarius moon gives you a love of learning, humanitarian instincts, and a gift for being an independent thinker. So good for you guys. Okay, so I am super excited to be rolling out on the Spellbound Apothecary website, www.spellbound-apothecary.com. Check it out. If you have a need for some salt baths, we'll be doing sugar scrubs here soon. We're also going to be doing, I'm in the process of writing up recipes for lip balms and salves for leg pain, sinuses, headache balms, all that good stuff. So check us out on there. Also, look me up. I do still have a Witch's Cauldron Facebook account, I guess. It would be at Witch's Cauldron 19. So definitely check that out. And then you can also hit me up on Mysteries America or anything else. I have started a little group called Circle of Knowledge. And what this is it's a group where a bunch of solitary, like-minded individuals, spiritual people get together. We learn some things. We learn some witchcraft. We learn some basics of Wicca. We learn a bunch of different things. We're open to all individuals of any pantheon, any tradition of witchcraft, and we are a group that wants to learn from each other. So if you're interested in that, hit me up on one of those avenues that I had expressed before, either the Witch's Cauldron Facebook page, the Spellbound Apothecary Facebook and or website, and also a Mysteries America Facebook page. Any of those, you can get a hold of me and we'll figure out how to get you hooked up with Circle of Knowledge because it is a private group. So if you're looking for something where you're still solitary but you want to do distance learning, that is the place. That is exactly what I envisioned for this group, and the group is growing marvelously. So definitely introduce yourself, hit me up, and we'll get you in on the group. But thank you for your time today. I hope that everyone is having a good week, and let's have a great week upcoming. I can't wait to talk to you guys again. So we're going to go over some things. I'm taking new turns every day, you know, learning new things every day. So I will definitely be passing that knowledge on to everybody, and I look forward to it. So have a great week. And remember, your word is your bond.